Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Brandy?
Yes.
Hey, Brandy, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's good. It's good.
Just good? Awesome. Well, I'm glad it's good. It's a Wednesday, so halfway there, right?
That's, well, yeah, there's no off days on the plant field.
For sure, especially as a business owner. I know my dad is a small business owner himself, and when I call him, and it doesn't matter what time, I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, just working. I'm like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I often said to someone, listen, you're on speakerphone, and I'm in a customer's house. I'm inside
okay.
their dryer right
now. Gotcha. Gotcha. Doing two things at once is what they call it, right? But I know Jan told me to hop on over here and help you out. He did say you took a little bit of a hiatus with your business, and now you're starting to get back into the swing of things.
Correct. And he called me, so this is a cold call. I'm not prepared for any of this. But I have been researching a little bit. I use a lot of Google stuff. And I actually wanted to learn a little more, so it was kind of funny that he called because I was in this weird place where I had a few minutes, and yeah, I'm interested in hearing what you guys say.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, for Absolute Appliance, Absolutely Appliance, what we would do is we would actually get you PIN verified through Google, and then once you're PIN for programming you to the first page for all the services that you guys provide. Does that make sense?
What is PIN verified?
So with Google, you have to apply for a Google business profile. You can't just go create one and then you just have one.
I've already created I'm on all kinds of stuff in here. Google business trees, I'm on all kinds of stuff.
Interesting. Okay, let me see. Because, I mean, I see you have things here, but when I look up the business, I didn't see a Google business profile itself. Give me a sec. I know how to get around all this stuff here for you. And you're in Louisville, huh? I love that place, to be completely honest.
It's a place.
It's just like a small town feel. So my dad used to do work out of there. So we would go and kind of like enjoy like the little hole in the walls there and everything like that. So,
it's a here. Yeah, people think it's Kentucky. They think of all a bunch of farmers walking around in the dirt, but it's not.
It's really
sectioned off in little compartments almost. It's different.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Okay. So for me, when I look up your business, the only thing I don't see an actual Google business profile that pops up. Now it could just be I'm just missing something here. I'm not saying that you haven't done the PIN verification and everything like that.
I don't think I do that. That's why I'm asking. I do I have Google One. I have Google for Business apps and all. I use a lot of your stuff, so.
Okay. So we would just make sure that you have one. Once we do make sure that you have a Google Business profile for the map section, we would program you to the first page for all the services you provide. So now when somebody searches for one of the appliance repairs that you do, your business would populate as one of the recommended options on that first page, and then people can just click to call you directly. Now, it is a bundled service, so we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. That way, anybody that searches on Google, we can retarget them in Facebook, and we can get very... within your 30-mile radius. So it's very customized to you on where you would like to find people so you can work in that area. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Let me go over pricing with you because I know Jan said that pricing was a big issue, but he also wanted me to give you what's called a new in business credit because you're pretty fairly new to business. So typically if you go on our website, on localsplash.com, you would pay $599 month to month for this with a $299 setup fee. with the new in business credit that Jan actually wanted me to apply for you, it gives you a reduced rate. That way it's more affordable because we do know when businesses are starting that capital and cash flow is very key to them. So we want to make it as affordable as possible, right? You still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. It went quiet for me. So I was like,
so
I didn't know.
People were breaking up on me too. So I don't know if it's my connection. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So what I was saying was it's a reduced rate from that. So what Jan did was gave you the new in business credit. It comes all the way down to just $249 month to month. There is no setup fees because you have that new in business credit. And then also too, you would always be grandfathered in at that rate. That rate would never jump up to the higher price. Also too, it's not a contract. So don't think like you're locked into anything. Our customers, what happens is when they do get busy, they either pause the service so that way they can, you know, start to catch up on the work.
Right.
And then after that, when their work is fulfilled and they need more work, they'll end up unpausing the service. So, but there's no early termination fees, cancellation penalties, anything like that. It is a true month to month. Now, we do ask for at least just a 2-month verbal agreement because it does take 30 to 45 days to get you programmed to the first page of Google for all the services that you provide. Right. I just want to be super transparent with you. And then for Facebook, that would be actually up and running the retargeting campaigns within 7 to 14 days. So very quickly for you to get in front of your customers for people to call you. Okay.
Yeah, I did a lot of business on Facebook as well.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Yeah, no, that's really good that you do because this is just going to enhance.
A lot of people tag me in, like, did you ever even have a Vic prior? And somebody will put my name in there. There I go.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That just shows the quality work that you're doing in the community. So what we do is we basically get you in front of people that aren't following those people where you're getting the word of mouth from. So now when they do look you up, they're already seeing that type of work you're doing and they're like, oh, let's use her. She has so much good reviews and good people that she's done work with. So
yeah, I worked for some guys that were pretty crooked and they had, you know, they used Facebook as their mostly where they got all their business. And
yeah.
It has affected me so negatively in the beginning that I actually have bad stuff on Facebook. Like, I don't understand how to fix it because it wasn't me, it was them. But, like, now I don't have Marketplace. I don't have, I had 3 pages, 2 separate business pages that I set, and both of them were canceled, like shut down. And it wasn't anything that I did, but I don't know what to do, how to fix that. So it's frustrating. But it doesn't affect me because people know me, so they still call me. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. Typically, what happens is if you get somebody.
Okay,
yeah.
So the client is I work for 2 guys who sold stuff. Can you turn that down, please? I work for guys who sold appliances that didn't work. Well, it affected me because I was the one buying them. However, when I finally put them out of business, I went back to those people that they had sold some appliances to, and I repaired them myself.
Oh, look
and
at you. Nice. That's a good idea.
That made these people value, I think, a lot more than anything else because some of them still paid me, even though it wasn't anything I did. They said I didn't know how to fix them. I saw it myself, and I went in and did it just for nothing.
Right,
and people
really
appreciated it. And, I mean, within a year, I was boom, boom, boom. It was awesome. Like,
yeah. 100%. It's good integrity, right? And that's what people look for. I mean, I feel like nowadays everything is such online where nobody really is there to care for the customer depending on how good or bad they did. And for you to go back to those people and to do that.
Never Right. I answer their phone calls. Even if they're angry, I talk to them because
right.
That's how you fix yourself, you know?
Right. 100%. Yeah. And that's what my dad always taught me, do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again.
Right.
But in this case, you were working for somebody that
but
wasn't doing it right, so you had to go back and fix it.
Even when I do it 100%.
Right, yeah. Right, and you know, we're all human beings, right? So what happens is
exactly.
There's going to be mess-ups and stuff like that.
If you admit that you made a mistake or you did something wrong.
100%.
Yes,
100%. And that's why we work with a lot of small business owners as well, is because one, you get that feel where you're dealing with almost like the business owner all the time, where if you're dealing with these corporation companies, you're really not dealing with, you know, the business owner, and it's just, you're just like a number to them. So we deal with small business owners because they like to go through customers one by one. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. And that's why, like, for us, like, we're Google Premier Channel partners. So, like, for us, there's only 40 of us in the country. And what we do is we have to abide by Google's rules, which is we can only work with one company per industry per area. So that's why we're very hands-on with our customers as well. It's because we're only working with one company in the area, and that's why Jan had reached out to you. Because once we do fill the listing, we close it, and we don't work with any other appliance company in your area, service area. That goes actually out to 50 miles if you want to push that far out. And that's why these are exclusive to us. Most companies, what sets us apart is they're not Google Premier Channel partners, so what they'll do is they'll try to get you to sign up, and then they'll sign up your competitor, and you'll start seeing yourself rotate off that first page. And you're going to be like, what's going on? I thought I was paying for somebody to get me there, right?
I actually have a link for you guys that you can call as well.
You have a what?
He is having a friend who owns his own cleaning business that has been having some problems with his Google account. And he wants to fix them.
Oh, okay.
Because he had asked me if I knew anything about it. So, I have someone that, like me, that you could call, and he's probably going to jump on it immediately.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can call him and see how I could help him out. What's his number?
Okay, so his name is Jeffrey Green. And his company is called Green Clean Team. And his number is 502-507-8650. And if you want to tell him that I referred you to him, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm
You're actually going to what?
I'm going to tell him that I gave his information to you.
Oh, okay. No problem. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'll personally call him directly. I won't have my team reach out to him or anything. I'll call him myself, and that way he could just talk to me, and then I can figure out what's kind of going on. My name is Charlie, and then I'm with Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay.
So
like I was saying, we only work with one company per industry per area. So then I was going to say, you do see the value of us working with you. So that way you can get on that first page of Google, and we can start working with you on customers contacting you directly from Google, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure that everything is correct, because the first month is very crucial. I understand that I can't see that you have a Google Business profile, but you said that you do have it. So how it will work is I will set an onboarding call with you and my tech team. Now, when that happens, they're going to just ask you when you submitted the information, did you get any of the information back, like PIN verification? If you did not, then we will reach out to Google on behalf of your business, and we're going to ask them, hey, what happened here? How do we get this verified for her? So that way we can start to program you to that first page. So that's why we really press that issue, because we want to make sure that you're verified and up there. in the 30 to 45 days. We don't want you to keep going months and months and months and not knowing what's going on. So my tech team is really good at that. Also, too, they're going to make sure that you're populating and programmed on that first page for all the services that you want to be found for. Okay?
I will. I'm sorry, Charlie. Go ahead.
No worries.
Sorry,
no
Charlie.
But, I've been sorry, Charlie. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah.
You name it, I've heard it. Yeah. You name it, I've heard it. Yeah, and then my real name is actual Charles, so people call me Sir Charles sometimes, and I'm like, all right, here we go.
I have a friend named Joe, and he says, I've heard every Joe joke there is, and my son said, are you joking? And he said, that's a new one.
That is funny. Okay, I want to make sure that you guys are still operating out of the 8504?
No, I'm not. The guy that I rented that place from did not own it, even though he said he did. And he was evicted from there, and I ended up losing a lot of appliances over that.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know. It was awful. But I do plan, I'm looking right now for any new location, and once I find it, I will have a new address.
Okay.
I've been mostly out of my job.
At your home?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a problem. So Google's just going to verify. They just want to verify that you're a legitimate company in the area. So even if you do it out of your home, because obviously you're not taking people's, you know, dryers home and then bringing it back to them, you're going to their house. So actually a lot of our customers, they're service-based companies that work out of their home. So what we do is we just want to verify the PIN verification with you. Your address will not show on Google. The only thing that's going to show is the city, state, and zip code, and that's it. But they're just going to want to verify you, so that's why we just need an address on file.
You probably have it. It's 4207 Shady Villa Drive.
Shady Villa Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Louisville, Kentucky?
Uh-huh. 4021. Go ahead.
40219?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so for the phone number for your customers to contact you on is the 502-386-3223 a good number for them to contact you for the services you provide?
That's this number, yes.
Perfect. I just want to make sure.
There's another one on there. I believe it was an 800 number.
Okay. Do you want the 800 number to show, or do you want your personal?
I don't know that it still works. That number was with the building, and it's been all the time, but I didn't have any control over the bill because the guy that owns it.
Gotcha. Okay. So then I'll keep the 502 because it looks local, you know what I mean? Everybody knows the 502 in your area, so they're just going to be like, oh, they're a local company. Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then your first name is Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y?
I.
B-R-I-N-D-Y?
B-R-A-N-D-I.
Oh, N-D-I. Okay. That's a first. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what's your last name, Brandy?
Mathis, M-A-T-H-E-S.
M-A-T-H-E-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's a good email address to send over your invoice and everything like that to you here?
Okay. So I have an email, but I'm looking into possibly doing like with – client something is the, you know what I mean? I haven't gotten that far yet. But my email is currently playing backwards. I-D-N-A-R-B.
One more time. I-V.
I-D-N-A-R-B. So Brandy backwards. It's Brandy if you spelled it backwards.
Oh, it's ID. Gotcha. Okay, sorry.
And then 7399. Yeah, hold on. I'm at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. And what were the numbers?
7399.
99 at Gmail. Okay. Perfect.
It actually has me in English, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then, so I'm going to, so the appliances that you do, you're doing dishwashers, washers, dryers, do you do refrigerators?
I buy, sell, and repair all used appliances, refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, any major appliance I will do.
Okay.
Washers, dryers.
Do you do like garbage disposals as well, or do you kind of stay away from those?
I've never had a garbage disposal.
Okay.
While I'm in a house, they're like built into the sink, and it's more to me of a plumbing thing. I actually am a plumber, so that's another story. So I stay away from them.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that you get calls for things that you offer. Last thing I want is you to get like garbage disposal.
I get a lot of calls for like heaters, hot water heaters, the space heaters, the fireplaces, all that stuff. But I don't specialize in them.
Okay. You want to stay more to the appliances like you said.
I don't mind selling hot water heaters or, you know, because they're like an appliance. But I don't necessarily want to install them and all that. So it's kind of, I figure out if what they need and I find it and then I connect them.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure so my tech team, when they call you and they go over everything, they're putting you for the right appliances that you want to be found for. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So I have everything. Yeah, the certification, right? Okay. So I have everything here for you. So I want to make sure that I set everything else up for you as well. So I'm going to actually set up a security question for you. I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just going to be an added protection for you. It will be sent in writing. But before we do that, how would you like to secure your listing here? Are you going to use a business credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
Okay, so the total that you are looking for is like the two, something you told me. And it starts 1 month. Like, break it down for me.
Yes. So it's $249 month to month. So today would start the first month, which is February 28th, and then it would just bill right at the March 28th, and then the 28th of that the next month, the 28th of the next month, and it's just month to month like that. It's not a contract or anything like that. So if you did everything to pause,
I did let you until the first because that works better for me and my sister.
So Friday, is that what you mean?
Yeah, so when it's, you know, the first of the month. Like, so it would be every first of the month I would know that this is due.
Gotcha. So you'd rather have it come out on the first of the month than the 28th
Correct.
Of the month. Okay. So what I'll do then is I'll just get everything. I'm not going to charge the card today. I'm going to call you on Friday. And then what I'm going to do, though, is I'm just going to set it up for a post date on Friday. So that way the listing is still secured here. It's basically held here. And that way, like, nobody else calls out and fills the position for you, okay? But I'm going to set a meeting with you on Friday, so then that way I can send you everything in writing with your invoice, and then I'll set the onboarding call that day too, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
How long does that onboarding call take, you know?
It takes around 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
But I'll schedule it. So if we have availability for Friday.
The problem is I'm going to Florida. My mother's in the hospital. She's probably not going to make it. I don't know that I'll be here. No, it's fine. I'm okay with it. She's, you know, got dementia. She has no idea who I am anymore. But
gotcha. I understand how you feel because my grandma actually just passed away. This September will be 2 years ago, and she had dementia as well. So
I didn't think it was going to affect me this badly. But anyways, I'm going to be down there trying to settle up her stuff. And I don't know that what my schedule will look like the next 2 days. But I do want this to be on the first, because I do get all my stuff done on the first.
Okay, so what I'll do then is, how about I schedule the onboarding call? Would it be better for Monday, and then we'll go ahead and do everything on Friday, but we'll do the onboarding call on Monday? Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right. Well, let me do this. Let me just create everything here for you, and then I'm going to get everything set here. The card that you want to put on file, though, that you would like to be billed out on Friday, what would you like that to be on? Is that on a business credit card?
I don't have my business information with me. I have my bank card. I might have it in my file here on my phone, but I don't like to keep all that. I mean, I don't mind it going on my card, because I can always change it later if I needed to.
You can. Do you want to do that instead?
No, I'll go ahead and put it. I'll go ahead and put it on my personal one, and then
okay.
I can change it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you can
absolutely.
Like, if
you're going to bill that card. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So the name that reads is just Brandy Mathis. Do you have a middle initial or no?
I don't think I do on my card, but my middle initial is N.
Okay.
Let me check. I'm pulling. Hold on.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Technology is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I do have my card right here. Hold on. Okay. So it is no middle initial on my card.
Okay. And then, is it the same billing address as the 4207 Shady Villa Drive?
It is.
Okay. And then, is it going to be a MasterCard, Discover, American Express, Visa?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
You ready?
Yep.
4189.
Mm-hmm.
5301.
Mm-hmm.
1412.
Mm-hmm.
0497. What all
okay.
am I getting with this yet, actually?
Yeah, so you're, like I said, we're going to make sure that you have a Google Business Profile. If you don't, we'll build one for you, but then we're also going to be programming you to the first page for all the services you provide. Now, we're doing a retargeting campaign through Facebook, so $100 from the $249 will be allocated to that. You don't have to pay extra for that, and we're going to be able to target specific people that have actually showed an interest in either purchasing or selling, like the appliances that you were talking about, or doing the or fixing them, right? You also get
lifestyle and repair,
right? And then also too, we're gonna make sure that your backlinks are correct for Google. So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple are all the same. So that way you have consistency across the whole internet, so then you can rank higher on Google as well. You also get a full tracking system for you that we're going to build. So you get to see how many clicks, calls you're getting from Google, location of searches. Also too, you'll be able to track your campaign through Facebook in the whole tracking system as well. Okay?
Are you in California?
What was that?
Is your company out of California?
Yes, we're in Fountain Valley, California. If you're familiar with the area, we're in between Disneyland and Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I lived in California when I was in the Navy.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Thank you. I'm a fifth-generation war veteran.
Wow. No, I appreciate you doing that for our country. So, no, absolutely. My grandpa was, he was in the Marines. So I come from, and my cousin. Yeah, my cousin was a Marine, and he went to Afghanistan, so he served. So I come from a long line blood of veterans as well.
Marine stands for Salvage Riding Navy Equipment.
Really?
But yeah, I just looked you up because I wanted to know who was giving my card information to. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Trevor. So what do you need, the expiration? Charlie?
Yep, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Charlie bit my finger. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
okay, so the expiration is 11/27. I'm sorry, I like my joke.
It's okay. My cousin, oh, when that came out, that's all he said was Charlie bit my finger, and I was like...
I was so, with a guy named Owen, and that movie came out, Mama from the Train movie, and it was like, Owen loves his mama.
Yeah. That's funny. So I just want to make sure it's correct. It's 11/27, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
399.
Okay. So... I have everything updated there. I'm going to just ask you for a security question. So this is important because this secures your account with us. We never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. That being said, we want to always make sure that we're talking to you only. So we do set
Charlie?
Questions for you. Charlie. Yep. Can you hear me?
I can now. I can hear you still. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to set up a security question. That way, every time we call you, we always know we're talking to you, and you always know you're talking to us, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I have your mother's maiden name that you can have. You can have the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Or my first what?
Pet's name.
Well, okay. I don't like any of them.
You can put whatever you want, but I will say, and I kind of say this jokingly, but please do not forget your password name.
I don't know anything anyone would ever be able to guess. Like, I mean, a lot of people know my mom's maiden name. You know what I mean? Like, I have...
Yeah.
Okay, so I would go with... What was it? Your mom's maiden name? First pet?
City,
what?
City you were born in.
Yeah, see, all basic information that anybody would know. Okay, I'll go with mom's maiden name.
Okay, and what's your mom's maiden name?
You ready?
Yes.
Benedict Cumberpatch III.
All right. How do you spell the first name?
I knew you were going to say that. Okay. Her maiden name is Star, but that's so easy. My cousin told me that always make them exotic and nobody will figure it out.
Very true.
So it's BeneDict. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know who Benedict Cumberbatch is, an actor. And then it's what the Cumberpatch is, Cumberbatch, and then the third.
So I have Cumber, and then what was it? You kind of cut out at the end.
Okay, Benedict, Cumberbatch.
Tch, gotcha, okay.
Benedict Cumberpatch, the third.
The third. Do you want me to put three, or do you want me to put the third?
Doesn't matter. Either way.
Okay. Because I got to type this out as well.
I know, and I'm sorry. But
No, I appreciate it, because if that's what's going to help you, hey, I want it to be beneficial to you as well.
My cat, I didn't think that he'd be able to spell that one either.
You got some hard names here.
Yeah, my dog was Miwa. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
when I was born, they named me Brandy Wine, actually, first. And my father's mother asked him when he came up with the name, and he said he named me after Hooker.
And oh, wow.
Changed it to Baby
what a story.
He was joking with her, but she did not want my name painted, and she changed it.
I think I would probably do the same thing if you asked me.
You will never forget your conversation with me.
I won't, but it's a great one. I will say that. I enjoy having good conversations with people, especially when we laugh and stuff. Life's too serious and it's too short. You got to have a good time.
I know. My motto, too.
Yeah, it's crazy how when you just start thinking about like time and how fast it goes.
The aliens are coming, the COVID. Yeah. it's too dark and heavy. Like we can't even, people aren't even blinking when you say aliens are existing now and stuff. Like they're like, yep, I know, you know? And I mean, in the '50s, this was like a huge ordeal. What?
Yeah, exactly. Like you couldn't comprehend it, right?
I know.
And now everybody's talking about it. I'm like, yeah.
90 different races, and I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I always tell people I'm out of this world, so they're always questioning, well, which one are you? I'm all of them.
Right? I do like that. That's awesome. Okay, so I had that set there. I want to make sure that I read this voice verification off to you, so that way on Friday, it's just a quick phone call because I know you're going to be busy. I don't want to take too much of your time there. So I'm just going to read this off to you, walk you through it, and then once we do that, I'll kind of wrap up the call there, and then I will set a time with you on Friday, what's maybe a good time, so that way I can send everything over to you. We can make the process for the payment and then book that onboarding call for Monday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Absolutely Appliances, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandy Mathis, Manager of Mayhem.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're
Mom, by the way.
Yeah. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account also, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Brandy, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsible for phone calls and emails from us?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I have a customer service phone number. Do you want me to just email that to you on Friday, or would you rather just write it down?
No, email it to me.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes, I'll keep the rest of any changes.
Perfect. Awesome. And then, so your payment for initial term and account setup, which is just the term because we waived the account setup with the new and business credit, will be charged on March 1st. In the non-refundable amount of the $249, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Brandy, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I'm going to email that number to you. That's the customer service number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support just 3 business days before your next billing is due. That way you don't get charged for your next month of service, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Let
me ask you.
Sure.
If you, okay, do you guys help with, like, websites or any of that as well? Or?
We do build websites if you need one.
I know that I had a company that did the upkeep of it. I think I built it myself, but I don't know, because they were an internet, like, a site company, when they pay the whatever, it can't access the website anymore. And I have the domain, like, I have the domain or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah, if you have the domain, I can tell my tech team to build you a website if you want it.
Okay.
Yeah. It won't be
I'm
an extra charge.
Sure.
It's just
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be just in the $249 month to month. We'll build it and then we'll host it, manage it. If you want to add pictures or add service, take off services or anything like that, you would just let us know and we would do that for you. There's really no extra charge because you have that new in business credit rate. It actually just puts it in there for you for free if you ever want it.
Okay.
So when we do our onboarding call, I'll put in the notes for my tech team. Has the domain name, might want a website, ask her for it. If you do say yes to that, when they do go through that, they're going to ask if you have a logo, pictures, colors, everything like that, so they can build that.
Okay.
That website will be built out within 7 to 14 days for you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, I have everything here set up for Friday. What's a good time that you want me to call you on Friday? Do you want me to call you early in the morning, 10 a.m.?
11 is about a time for me.
11?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you a ring around 11, and then we'll get...
Hold on. I'm sorry, Charlie.
No worries.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, I was going to say, 11 o'clock, I'll give you a call, and then we'll get everything set up so that way I can send you over the receipt. I want to be on the phone with you while we do that, so that way if there's any discrepancies, you can let me know, and I can fix them right then and there, so that way you have that for your records, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy.
Monday, the boarding call, you're going to set that up to now?
Yeah, I set it up on Friday. I'll set it up on Friday with you.
Okay, perfect. I probably will know better then.
Yeah, because I'm going to send it to you in an email, and then you'll just hit a yes because it'll be a Google Calendar. So I just want to make sure that, you know, once you get out there with your mom and everything, you can kind of have a better idea of, like, what your Monday will probably look like, right?
Thank you so much.
No problem. And then I'll give Jeffrey a call here a little in maybe like a half hour to an hour. Maybe you want to like just give him a heads up.
I've already told him you're calling, so he's aware.
Oh, okay, perfect. I appreciate that so much, Brandy. And then I'll call you right in. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I want to give you my condolences from your mom. I know that's a tough situation, but I'll give you a call. Yeah, I'll give you a call on Friday, and then we'll get everything set up for you then, okay?
Thank you so much, Charlie.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I got to...